3, 2, 1, go. Welcome everyone to another edition of Fouls Halftime. We're finally on, the wait is over. We finally did it. We're finally on YouTube live from our half-assed studio slash Antonio's apartment.
All right. It's not congratulations.
Well, it's still very creepy. We still got a lot of decorating to do and everything.
I know. But it's something, right?
It's something.
Everyone's got to start somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So don't hate on us, please.
I can't stop pointing to this thing, man.
Oh, yes. For those of you joining us, this is a continuation of our... Also, this is our 20th episode.
We forgot to mention that. Our official 20th episode, where today we will be announcing the winner of our lovely raffle. We will be announcing it shortly. We have a nice little hat set up later on. But, yeah. This is the 20th episode, man.
I know, we made it this far. What did you think? Like, we're going to make it this far? I mean, I know the hater. First off, shout out to the haters and those who laughed at us. Where are you now? Not laughing anymore, are you?
And the mic is right there. We got to tone it down a notch. What are you, The Undertaker? We're saving the wrestling episode for another podcast. All right. We're Fouls Halftime. We are back and better than ever. We have a shitload to talk about.
We got Europa League final coming in a few days. We got the Champions League final coming next week after this recording.
Yep.
We got a bunch of transfers that are already happening in the market.
Yep. We have end of season reviews,
of course.
Yep. We have a special team that we wanted to talk about and what their next season is going to be like, especially them losing a couple of very key players.
Yep.
And that is Atletico Madrid. So yep, we'll get into that in a little bit.
I should have worn my Atletico jersey today. I have my Diego Costa ready, but if you guys live on the East Coast, the weather is just inconsistent.
Yep.
I don't feel like just wearing a jersey with a hoodie over it. And plus, I'm not wearing a jersey. I'm not trying to get sick, y'all.
Word. But where do we even start, man? I think let's start with Atletico. All
right, let's start with Atletico. We should start with Atletico. All
right. Okay, so they have a couple of huge announcements. Funny how Antoine Griezmann decided to come out and say that he's leaving the club, but he wanted to do a decision part two.
Oh my
and
God.
Atletico was like, you're not doing that again.
Yeah,
because last year you like teased us all and you decided to stay for a year and now you're going to be out. So like, no, fuck that.
Exactly. So, no, I don't blame Atletico for doing what they did.
No, I don't blame them either. But they're losing four key players, one of them being Griezmann, as I just mentioned. The other three... Diego Godin, who's been a rock at the back for them for I don't know how many years now.
Yeah.
So that's a big loss. He already announced that he's going to Inter Milan. So I don't know what it is with Inter Milan. They always get like clutch experienced defenders. They already have a great defense in Miranda and De Vrij and Skriniar. And now they're just going to add Diego Godin, who's like maybe 32. So I could say he has another good like 4 or 5 years if he still has it in him.
Yeah.
Another player that's been serving them for a while that's leaving is Juanfran. And this was already announced back in January, and Lucas Hernandez is on his way to Bayern, but now it's official. So those four key players are out of Atletico, and now what? And they're saying even Rodri, the midfielder who's like young and talented in Spanish, he might go to Manchester City. So potentially five players being gone. Now what for Atletico? Who are they going to buy? There's talks of Dybala. There's not talks of Dybala. There's talks of Icardi, but like...
And they also want to sell Diego Costa too. We forgot to mention that they want to sell him to China.
Yeah, so...
He hasn't performed the... Well, first off, his first season back, when he came back from that... from being AWOL from Chelsea, he did decent. Then he got injured. I don't think he ever came back from his injury. There was that spell back in the UEFA Super Cup when the Diego Costa we all know and love came back and just tore Real Madrid a new one. Like, he became... That disgusting striker that I love so much.
The one that he was killing the Premier League when he was on fire.
Yeah.
I don't know what's been up with him. It's probably since the injury, like he just can't get his form back.
Exactly.
But he probably wants a big money move to China anyway. That's where a lot of players
he's wanted to do since his Chelsea days. So.
Yeah, so I think he's out the door too. So possibility of six Atletico players leaving. But on a realistic term, now that we know also, which is very important, Max Allegri leaving Juventus... I think by him leaving hurts Atletico, because if Max Allegri would have stayed, Dybala would have been wanting out. But now that Allegri's leaving, I think Dybala's going to lean towards staying with Ronaldo because he already has that connection with him.
True.
So if not Dybala as the main replacement for Griezmann, then who? I really
I have no one.
It's funny.
I could wholeheartedly say
No, I have a few in mind, but it's funny because I did it. I literally did this on career mode the other day. I was like, I literally started a career mode of letting go of Madrid, and the first thing I did was sell Antoine Griezmann. And I'm like, if I were the manager, which that's the whole point of the career mode, who would I pick up that would be a clutch replacement for Griezmann? And I picked up one of my favorite players, Lorenzo Insigne. But you already know he's never going to leave Napoli.
No, he's
so
not.
That's already unrealistic. So I'm trying to think of who could come. I could definitely see Icardi, because he's always been having like
a rough
patch with Inter Milan. So they could maybe do like a swap
deal for them.
So you know, with Diego Godin going one way and
Icardi, I think he left on a free, Diego Godin.
Oh, did he?
Wow, he left on a free.
Smart business. So, smart business.
They would have to pay out for Icardi.
I think they would, though. They're getting a bunch of money from Griezmann. I don't even know how much it is. I don't think they announced it yet.
I could see maybe a Dembele-type player or a Coutinho-type player.
No, they wouldn't go from Barca to Atletico. No way.
I mean, they're not playing as much.
Well, Coutinho's playing, but Ousmane Dembele, I think he's going to start coming back, because I think he also got injured and stuff, and it hasn't been the best.
Too far, too gone. Too far. I have someone in mind.
They need a striker.
Wait, I do have a striker.
Yeah, because Griezmann's a striker. They need a replacement. No.
I'm trying to think.
I feel like they could get somebody from the Prem.
Who, though, from the Prem? I'm trying to think who from the Prem would be viable. Fit on
Atletico?
Yeah.
Well, let's think of all the teams.
Okay.
Oh, they were talking about Lacazette. That would be a good
I don't think
signing.
He'd want to leave Arsenal.
You never know. I know he has his bromance with Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, yeah. But I could definitely see Lacazette going, and that would be a clutch signing for them, because he's a finisher, man. He's a poacher. He's my kind of striker.
Yeah.
I'm you know, not the best of form to play soccer anymore, but we're starting to get back into it, but he's the type of striker that I like. He's good with his back to goal. He distributes the ball. He scores goals. He could do it all for Atletico if they buy him.
He could definitely do it all. So,
Lacazette is a great replacement for one Frenchman for another.
Yeah. Man United, they could sell Lukaku.
That's another thing. There's talks of Lukaku leaving Man U because I don't know why.
He should have came to Chelsea.
Yeah, he should have.
He wanted to go be with his baby Pogba, who was also 1 foot out the exit door.
Peace. So yeah, I think Lacazette would be clutch, but then even for the other players, like, I don't know who they would buy. Like,
Tottenham, definitely not Tottenham. There's no one they would buy from. Probably Kane or Son. Kane, they're a long shot. I don't think they even want to play in La Liga.
No, definitely not.
Very doubtful. Chelsea, we ourselves have a striker crisis, but we might just buy out Morata.
And if Kane does go, he's probably going to go to a Real or Barca ends up leaving in the future.
Yeah, who else is there? Oh, Richarlison from Everton.
That's not a bad shout.
Richarlison,
he could play the number 9 role, and he could kind of play on the wings too, which I'm sure they would, you know, it's a good to have that kind of player.
Also, another, we could shout out the Bundesliga and say maybe a Marco Reus. He could play number 9 sometimes when needed to. Or a Paco Alcacer.
Alcacer I could see, but Reus is Dortmund through and through, man. He's one
you
of those
know.
Like...
You never
he,
know.
I know he came from Mönchengladbach and did the switch to Dortmund, but he's been Dortmund ever since. He's their captain. He's already almost 30, which is not a bad age, but... I used to when I first was saying Marco Reus. Get you thinking going.
See what I deal with every day?
This is not every day. It's a weekly, bi-weekly episode. But we both.
In general.
But yeah, man. I don't know how they're going to rebuild.
All I'm saying is this summer is going to be the most exciting transfer. We say this every year, but I think this is the summer.
Yep.
This is the summer where transfers are... Football is going to change forever. Just like with the NBA, everything is going to change because we don't know where KD's going.
No.
We don't know where Kyrie's going.
No.
Same thing with here. We don't know if Chelsea's going to bend the knee and Hazard's going to go to Madrid. We don't know who Madrid's going to buy. We don't know who Barca's going to buy. We don't know who Chelsea's even going to buy.
Well, I think
or Man United.
I think we know who Real Madrid are going to buy. They're out for the big names like Hazard, Pogba, and they're out for who's the other guy? Hazard, Pogba, and one more. Eriksen.
Eriksen, yeah.
Yeah. So how did I forget that? That's because I don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
I'm wearing Kane on the back of my jersey. But yeah.
They got Jovic already. He's going.
Yeah, Jovic. That's another one. So if they sign Jovic, Pogba, Hazard, Eriksen, that's a crazy four.
De Ligt too.
Possibly. But I think De Ligt already came out and saying that he wants to go to either Barcelona or Bayern.
Yeah.
And I think he still hasn't made his decision. But he's a phenomenal defender, man.
He is.
Phenomenal. He's only, what, 19, 20?
Yeah.
Craziness.
So Atletico's gonna be weird. Let's segue over to managerial
like
changes.
I like that windshield washer that you did.
So let's segue over.
Yeah.
We don't know. So we do know that Conte is returning to Italy.
Uh-huh.
Where exactly is still up in the air. There's sources saying that
Inter Milan.
Inter Milan's a done deal. There's sources saying he's coming home to Juventus.
I don't think so.
What do you think?
I think he's going to Inter. I think Spalletti...
Spalletti's out.
Spalletti's out. And I feel like Spalletti had a great team at his, you know...
His
hands. And he didn't take advantage of it. Like, yeah, I know he had the Inter had the whole, like, issue with Icardi in and out and stuff and all his problems. But from front to back, they have a really solid team.
They should
be challenging for the Scudetto like Napoli do. And I'm hoping, I mean, Serie A for me has been one of the leagues that I've been watching all year. And they're still fighting for a top four spot. Actually, let me pull up the table because there's still hope for a few teams to claim the last two spots.
The last two spots. It's between Milan...
Inter Milan,
and what's the other?
Lazio and Atalanta.
Yeah, I hope Atalanta make it.
That would be crazy because let me go.
I've lost so much faith in Milan. They're such an inconsistent team. One thing I want to shout out is that Roma is not going to be making it into the.
Oh, Roma! We forgot to say Roma. Lazio. Lazio's not in it. I take that back.
Roma. So, Roma's not going. They're too far gone.
No, they still have chance. It's mathematically like very difficult. But let me throw it to you here. Third place, Atalanta. With 66 points and plus 29 goal difference. Inter with the same amount of points but plus 23 goal difference. AC Milan just behind them in fifth with 65 with plus 18. And Roma 63, which is very difficult, with plus 17 goal difference. So for Roma, they would need Atalanta, Inter, and AC Milan loss by kind of a heavy score.
Yeah.
And for them to go off. So it's looking like Europa League for the you know, the Roman Empire.
Yeah. It's sad, but...
I'm very happy for a team like Atalanta who, against all odds, are in third place right now in Serie A. So, like, if they make Champions League with AC Milan, because I like AC Milan deep down, when Brazilian Ronaldo used to play for them and Kaká, and they had a 6-16. The golden age. So I want to see them come back and go back into, you know, the Champions League.
Where they belong.
Yeah. So, and Inter, you know... Inter should have made it out of the Champions League group this year, but they effed it up. So maybe another year in the Europa League to like get their status back up to the, you know, being a European elite might be good for them.
Might be good for them.
So I want Atalanta third, or, you know, in a Champions League spot, and same with AC Milan.
All right,
I'm down for that. All right, well, you guys will find out tomorrow because it's the last games of Serie A tomorrow.
It is. Tomorrow's the last games. We just came off the final for Barca versus
Valencia Copa del Rey. Congratulations to Valencia.
Barca got the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah, Valencia played very strong. They came out like guns a-blazing in the first half. They scored two goals. Messi, you know, with the only goal in the second half for trying to get Barcelona to do something. But Barcelona, man, is another team. Even though they won La Liga, they got to do some rebuilding.
Yeah,
everyone thought that they was gonna win the Champions League, but
poor buys for Malcolm. Poor buys and Malcolm, poor buys and Arthur. They didn't even use them. They bought Arturo Vidal for no reason.
They've been using them.
Not to their strengths. I don't think Valverde's system
fits into Valverde is the problem,
I think. He doesn't fit that Barca DNA.
Nah.
He's not it.
I don't know. I think they're going to keep him, though, because like I feel like the managerial market is also very thin.
I want to talk about that in a second, but like it is very thin, but like it's also at the same time very, very... It's a merry-go-round right now because, okay, here's the thing. There's a lot of things. It all depends on what's going on in Italy.
Yeah.
You have Allegri who left Juventus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Juventus, they're saying they're going after Conte or Maurizio Sarri, fraud-ass Sarri, as I like to call him.
Or I heard Juve might be going for Pep, believe it or
that
not.
That too. Juve might be going for Pep as well.
Or Pochettino.
So it all depends on what Juve does. And from there, it'll ripple... across multiple teams. Say if they get Sarri, then we'll probably end up with either Allegri or Lampard.
I think you guys will definitely sign Lampard as a coach.
I don't want him as a coach yet.
Why?
I want him to have another year at the championship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's ready for the Prem.
Uh-huh.
I don't want him to strain his relationship with the club.
Speaking of Lampard, he's going to be going head-to-head with his good friend John Terry this Monday for the championship playoff
to get into the Premier League.
Last spot in the Premier League, Aston Villa versus Derby County, which I personally love watching those games every year, the last game.
Those are usually the best games.
Because both teams are, like, literally giving it their all, and it's end-to-end stuff, and it's usually, like, very close. So it's gonna be interesting to see, especially for Aston Villa, because last year they got into the same position and lost.
Yeah.
So now that they're back, they want to redeem themselves.
If they don't get in, though, if they don't get into the Prem, Jack Grealish is out.
Jack Grealish is coming to Spurs, 100%.
I don't think he's gonna go to Spurs. I hate to say this, but he's probably gonna go to Man United.
No way. I don't think so. Because if Poch stays, he's a perfect player to bring in, because Pochettino loves working with young Englishmen.
He does.
Jack Grealish, I'm telling you, in a year's time, will be in the England squad. That's what he did with
Trippier. I think he already was in the England squad already. He already came for a couple of games with Gareth Southgate.
Like, as a steady.
Yeah.
You know, he already got Dier in, who hasn't left the team, even though he's not the best.
Yeah.
He's gotten Trippier in. He's gotten Winks in. So, Pochettino, if he stays, which I'm hoping he said he's going
to
leave.
He just said it just to shut the media.
But I think he's messing with the media, yeah.
He just said it just to shut the media, because they kept him asking him question after question after question after question. And he's just like,
he's not going anywhere, boys. Not going anywhere. Loosen up, man.
I'm tired.
20th episode.
I've only had one coffee. I'm sorry, folks. I've only had one coffee for today. For people who know me very well.
One coffee.
I need like 4 cups to function. So please excuse my appearance if I look exhausted or unenthusiastic. I really am tired. Like,
got you. It's all good.
Yeah.
But what were we saying? Oh, the whole like managerial stuff. So Pep possibly. What do you think about Pep going to Juve?
I don't think he's going to fit.
I don't think he's going to fit either.
I don't think his system works for Serie A to begin with.
Here's my thing. Pep has been to Barcelona, has been to Bayern Munich, has been to Manchester City. The next big name that comes up in your mind as far as a club besides those three is Juventus.
Yes.
Why can't Pep actually manage a team that isn't all that? Why doesn't Pep go to an Inter Milan? If he gets Inter Milan back to the Champions League final, then I could say, hey, you know, I respect
this
coach.
What about AC Milan?
Or AC Milan. But I like Gattuso. Gattuso's the man. Come on.
They might get rid of Gattuso.
I know. I hope not. But
he's perfect. He's Milan through and through. He has a Milan DNA. He's trying to get them back. But it's these new generation of players that are prima donnas.
It's going to be based off of Voltimoro and what we see with the Serie A last game.
Hell, I'll take Gattuso. If we get rid of Sarri, I'll take Gattuso.
It's not bad.
Whip these...
Exactly. Get your ass back in shape, boy.
Exactly. Whip these morons' asses back in shape.
That's crazy, man. But I'm still not a fan of Pep. I think he's had it too easy. And
he has. No, he
has all the,
the only
resources.
The only reason he won that many trophies in Barcelona is because he had the greatest La Masia class. You had Messi.
Xavi, Iniesta.
Victor Valdez.
The whole team.
Puyol.
Pique.
Samuel Eto'o.
Dani Alves. The whole deal. Like... What? That's like that team?
It's not a team. It's the Justice League.
It's Avengers Endgame Unite. Definitely.
Seriously.
Yeah, that movie
pretty much that ending scene in Avengers where Captain America, every Marvel hero comes out.
Sorry for the spoilers if whoever didn't watch it.
It's been 2 months already. They'll live.
Word.
Everyone comes out. That's pretty much every team Pep's inherited. A goddamn super team.
So I want Pep at a different team. I don't want him on a super team. So, and now that he has Ronaldo at his, you know... disposure, and I don't know, man. I just don't want Pep anywhere near the big teams, especially ones that have a lot of money, like the ones that he's been to. Coach AC Milan or AC Milan or Inter Milan, and I'll have
your Bayern spot. Fans consider Pep a failure.
Because
they never
won
the Champions League.
That's true.
Won them how many Bundesligas? They don't care about the Bundesliga anymore. They want the Champions League. Same thing, it's going to come to that point for Man City fans. They can't win the big one.
Even though it's been... actually, a remarkable year for Man City, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I think they're the first team in history or one of the first teams ever.
The first men's team to win all 4 domestic trophies.
Community Shield, FA Cup, Carabao Cup, and the Premier League.
That's
where I have to give Pep a round of applause, because the Premier League especially is not easy.
Yawn.
But I do agree, yawn, because if you have all that quality and all that money, then like...
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not really...
It's not worth it.
It's not earned in the correct way.
Exactly.
Like Spurs making the Champions League final. That's freaking earned.
If that stadium blows up, I don't care.
You'll be all right. I just hope and pray that we freaking win the Champions League. Let's not get into that, because we spoke about that on our last episode, the European special. So go check that out if you want to rewind and, you know, catch up some of our old episodes.
Yes, yes.
Which we highly recommend because it's good shit.
It's really good shit, folks. It's like crack.
But another thing that I wanted to talk about was like the whole like year in review. Like what our thoughts are on the Premier League, what our thoughts on... We already got some Serie A talk in.
Well, let's just start with the Serie A since we're already on that subject right now. Serie A was pretty entertaining. We had a lot of...
Ronaldo's first year.
All eyes were on him.
Yep.
It's unfortunate they didn't get as far as the Champions League. Well, yep. they need a whole midfielder build. And Pogba's part of that midfielder build.
They think they already are going to announce Milinkovic-Savic very soon.
Which is
a big signing for them. That guy is a monster.
Yeah. So, that's just the final piece. And I think Juve will go all the way in the Champions League next year. I enjoyed the Serie A season more than I did the Premier League season.
Why? Chelsea got third, bro. Hear me out. I'm actually very upset that you guys finished above us. I'm very salty about that. Hear me out. You guys had a shit season, shit players except Hazard, and you guys should finish a point above us. The fuck is that bullshit?
Well, you guys dropped the ball when you needed to step up.
Because we were focused on the Champions League final, which we're in. Where are you guys at? Europa League final? Hooray, we'll see you in the Super Cup. All right, I'll take that deal. I just argued with myself.
Yeah, for real. I'm just like, okay.
Handshake.
But I just, for some reason, the Premier League season, it was just...
Don't say it was bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
That was one of the most phenomenal title races.
It was just for Liverpool and Man City.
Yeah.
And Tottenham to an extent until like what? Till March?
Until March or February where it all broke down.
But other than that, it was just between City and Liverpool. There was normally back then you used to have like many teams that could be on top of each other. Now it was a two-horse race. It turned into La Liga or the Bundesliga.
Still, La Liga and Serie A and all these leagues didn't bring it down to the last day like the Premier League. That's why it was so fascinating. The twists and the turns, and especially towards the end, where like Aguero scored with like 2 millimeters across the line, like marginal stuff made them win the Premier League. So I thought it was one of the most phenomenal title races in history, besides the one, of course, with Manchester City, Manchester United.
I enjoyed that title race more than I did this one.
Where Aguero literally won it in the last minute of the freaking kick of the ball.
Aguero!
Is that Martin Tyler, I think?
Yes.
What an announcer.
Martin Tyler, off topic, Martin Tyler and Gary Neville, the greatest announcing duo ever. Champions League semis. It's Barcelona. And it's Torres with the goal. And you hear Gary Neville orgasm in the background.
That was when Torres scored the goal at Camp Nou?
Yes.
That was a nice goal.
Honestly, 50 million, well spent.
That's true. Just for that goal alone.
I'll take all those seasons of Torres being shit for that one goal in the Camp Nou to give Iniesta the big FU.
And that's the year you guys won it, no?
Exactly, yep.
That's crazy. But Premier League I thought was phenomenal. Serie A I thought was actually...
Entertaining. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was very entertaining throughout. Except the fact that, you know, Juventus won it a little bit early.
They did. That was a bit... Napoli was a bit of a letdown this year because it was... Essentially still the same team, just Alan took over the...
Midfield role.
The Jorginho role. And you think with Carlo Ancelotti, he'd bring more tactics to the game? Because we know Sarri, he's so stubborn, doesn't like to change his tactics. He has his... Sarissimo.
So, this is what I think Napoli needed to do. And we did speak about Napoli a few episodes ago.
Yes.
But they need a big signing, man.
They do.
They need a big signing.
They do.
Whether it's in the midfield or like a big center forward, they just need something to like...
They might get Chucky Lozano, apparently.
That would be an excellent signing. And they might get Trippier from the Spurs, actually. So, the good crosses in. You got a nice, speedy, young, fresh winger. So those are the types of big signings that you guys need.
They need a solid number 9, though. They can't depend on Milik or... Mertens is getting old, and Milik just hasn't been the same since his injury.
And they play Insignia up top sometimes, but he's fast and phenomenal. One of my favorite players, like I mentioned earlier. But they do need a number 9. Maybe Lukaku can go there.
Apparently Lukaku is wanted by Inter really bad.
I could see him fitting there.
Because that's who Conte wanted.
I could see Romelu Lukaku like bullying people.
I will root for Lukaku again. I'm going to root for Conte when he goes to Inter. I love the man. I consider him one of the greatest, even though his time was short with us, I consider him one of the greatest Chelsea managers for what he did for the morale of the club.
Yep.
And how he, just his philosophy. If it wasn't for a few rotten eggs in the locker room, he'd probably be with us.
That's true.
And the incompetence of the board. The Chelsea board is just as incompetent, if not, in my opinion, worse than Man United's board.
Both boards are terrible at the moment.
That's why I am praying the rumors are true. My boy, Petr the Czech, comes back as director of football for Chelsea.
That would be...
That would Sky be reported it, so I'm not pulling this one out of my ass, folks.
Time will tell. But we spoke, Prem, we spoke Serie A. I actually thought the Bundesliga was very entertaining.
That was entertaining. I was pulling for Dortmund through and through.
Dortmund, man, you guys were there. You had it. And you know what game actually messed it up for them? The 3-0 loss to Tottenham in the Champions League.
That was their turning point. That was the morale dropping on them.
Sorry, Dortmund fans.
They have rectified. Uh-huh. They signed Thorgan Hazard.
And Julian Brandt. That's a replacement.
All, by the way, for the money we paid.
Yep.
For Pulisic.
Dortmund got a 13 mil profit from that exchange of players. So I'm talking career mode type managing there.
We got robbed. I don't believe in cap. I'm sorry, folks. As an American, I don't believe Pulisic is the guy. And if they give him the number 10 next season, so help me God, I will. I'm not gonna even say because I will get banned on YouTube. We'll get banned on YouTube if I go into a rant.
Slow down. Pulisic is a good player. He still has a lot of developing. Give the man some time. I know you've been through some rough years with Chelsea. They're in a rebuilding phase, but this is not the Chelsea episode. Have you noticed me bugging out about Spurs?
You bugged out for two episodes straight the last episode.
You'll be all right.
He bugged out for two episodes.
He'll be all right. Anyway.
It's my camera. I'm going to go home right now.
Take your camera. Damn it. But yeah, I thought the whole season as a whole was phenomenal. Serie A, Prem, and Bundesliga. I don't really watch any like Portuguese stuff.
No, I don't watch Portuguese stuff.
Maybe I should. I did watch some of the Portuguese Cup final today. It was Sporting versus Porto, and Sporting won it on penalties. And actually, the stadium that they were playing in, I found it very interesting because how it was like two like big sides of like stands. And like one side was Sporting, one side was Porto. And then in the middle was like a very small like bleacher type like high school thing.
Yeah.
And then trees all around the stadium. I was like...
That's actually pretty dope.
It was a very interesting looking stadium. Oh, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. But Portuguese football, I think they need to step up the game. I don't know how they would compete with all these other leagues because I feel like it's not also televised.
Yeah, it's not televised.
As much. What else is another league that's like big? Oh, the French league is the PSG money league. Like I don't know what to say about that.
I was hoping that Monaco winning 2 years ago would be the big turning point.
But they sold all their players.
Yeah, idiots. They bent the knee to PSG. Like Game of Thrones reference. PSG is what's it called? PSG was like I don't know what. Monaco is Reek. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I know Reek is a character that gets bullied around a lot because people like to use it as an insult.
Uh-huh.
Monaco was Reek because they pretty much bent the knee and sold all their best players to... They sold Bakayoko,
mm-hmm.
well, Trashy Yoko, to He's Chelsea. Good. They sold Trashy Yoko to Chelsea. They
Mbappe.
Sold Mbappe to PSG. They sold... who else?
Bernardo Silva, Fabinho.
Fabinho to Liverpool. Bernardo Silva and Mendy
to City.
Yeah, so they sold a big portion of that title contingent.
They were almost in a relegation battle, but they got out of it.
Yeah, they got
luckily because their old coach,
your boy Fabregas.
Yeah, he did put some steel in that midfield.
Exactly.
And the old coach Jardim, he came back.
They should have never got rid of Javier Jardim.
Yeah, Leonardo, I think his name is Leonardo Jardim.
Leonardo or Javier?
I'm pretty sure it's Leonardo. Whatever. His last name is Jordan.
Jordan.
But, we should announce the winner.
Oh, yeah.
Of the of our nice raffle. Should we get the hat?
Yes, we should get the hat.
All right, hold on.
All right, let's do it again.
Okay.
So, sorry, folks. Technical difficulties. I just informed my colleague that we could do the raffle through a randomizer.
Sorry.
On the computer.
I thought we were going to do old-fashioned hat and stuff, pull it out of hat, yeah. Magician type
it's okay.
stuff.
It's okay.
No? Okay.
It's okay. Here, listen. Because what you make up in personality, I make up for in technical prowess.
That's why we are Pharaoh's Halftime. No need to do this D-Generation X socket, but it's all good. All right, let's do this randomizer, shall we? Let's see here. We got all our applicants in. It's just going to take a second while I hit it now.
And boom!
Our winner is the one, the only, Georgi Pifanis, and his Instagram is g.vpifanis on Instagram. Congratulations, you are our lucky winner on our 20th episode of Pharaoh's Halftime. We will
DM you for details.
Yes, sir.
And we'll work it out together if you want to pick it up, meet your heroes, or if you want us to ship it to you, it costs us more money.
Yep.
Don't pick option B. Because I will come find you.
Relax.
And
relax.
Eat your food.
Relax. We don't have any nice like shipping and handling Amazon Prime type stuff yet.
No, but, We don't. We have to go to the USPS.
Yeah, the good old postal service. But anyway, so congratulations again to our man Georgi Pifanis for winning our 20th episode raffle.
Thank you for entering. Shout out to all our followers for entering.
Thank you.
There will be more raffles as we get bigger and as we make more money because we are broke right now.
Yes, sir. But anyway, let's review, recap. I think we hit a lot of good topic points today.
We did. One thing I wanted to recap on is I wanted to shout out that the World Cup, the Under 20 World Cup started today.
I completely forgot to preview the summer because there's a lot of competitions in the summer.
We have
one of them is the FIFA U20 World Cup that's going on
right now. Yep. We have the African Cup right now.
In the summer.
We have the Women's World Cup that's going to start in July.
Yep.
So
and Copa America.
Yep, we're still gonna be around, folks. There's gonna be more of these lovely faces.
A lot of coverage still to come.
Yep.
But you know what? I'm really looking forward to it. I'm trying to watch as much as I can. Is the U20 World Cup because there's a lot of stars.
I was just watching the
a lot of stars.
Morning, I was watching the France and Saudi Arabia game.
Who won?
I had to run to the doctors, but France was a goal up, and Saudi Arabia was down a man.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they got red carded early.
U20 FIFA World Cup where stars are born. So keep an eye. If I were a scout, I would definitely be there to you know seek out the future, seek out the next Mbappe, Kaká, whoever you want to name.
Yeah.
But I'm very looking forward to seeing who wins that. I'm very looking forward also to the Women's World Cup because I feel like nobody really talks about that. Nobody's really as hyped.
It was pretty big 2 years ago when the USA won. But that's because the USA won.
2015. It's every 4 years, just like the Men's World Cup.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's been 4 years.
I still think it's 2 years ago.
Yeah, time flies, man. Time freaking flies. But 2015, the USA took the gold home, and they're trying to do another repeat of that. And I think they have a very strong squad. They still got Carly Lloyd in the midfield, who's a veteran.
Yes.
They called back one of my favorite United States women's national team players, Allie Krieger.
She's good.
She's really good, and she's good looking.
Alex Morgan still playing?
Alex Morgan definitely still playing. Yeah. Yep. They got very talented.
What about Carly? You mentioned Carly Lloyd.
Carly Lloyd, yeah. That's the midfield beast.
Yeah.
They still
back in the Women's World Cup final, she turned Japan inside out. I felt so bad.
Yeah, she did. And I felt bad for Japan because they had a hell of a squad and they had a great run to the final. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the Women's World Cup, man. There's some great talent on those women's teams. They have the FIFA World Player of the Year, the FIFA Ballon d'Or winner. I think her last name is Haddenberg.
Yeah, she plays on Norway.
Yeah,
she's
a beast, man.
She is.
Oh, my God.
She is.
She puts Malakas FC to shame, the team
that I play for.
Yeah, Malakas FC. If you guys don't know what that means in Greek, go ask some Greek people. But anyway.
Hopefully they don't kill you.
No, they're fine. You're fine. But Copa America is another one that I'm looking forward to.
Will Messi win?
Can Messi do something?
Can Messi do something?
He always can. He always can. But it's his supporting crew, just like his problem with Barcelona, I don't think is good enough. And just Argentina as a whole, as an organization, has been messed up ever since last year's World Cup. You had the coach that was pacing back and forth on the touchline, not knowing what he was doing. He wasn't even picking the squad. Another big thing that I wanted to talk about was Brazil's squad selection because it is unbelievable that they did not pick Fabinho. Can you believe that?
They didn't pick a lot of players. They didn't pick Willian. They didn't pick
Marcelo. They didn't pick...
But Marcelo, I understand where that's coming from.
Yeah, but Fabinho was the biggest name. Like, he's been a beast all year. I mean, he had a slow start because he was still getting used to the Prem. But he had a beast year for Liverpool. Master in the midfield, good passer, box to box. He can shoot from long range. Actually, I take that back. He can't shoot from long range, but
no,
he's definitely all around a phenomenal midfielder. And to take aging Fernandinho over him, maybe take aging Fernandinho as a bench player for moral support and locker room presence.
Yeah,
but you gotta have Fabinho, man. What the hell is up with that? So I don't know. Maybe Brazil can go all the way. We'll see if Chile can do anything because they're the reigning defending champs.
But I don't know if Chile is not the same Chile we have.
I know. And Arturo Vidal had like a I'm retiring from Chile and now he's back. So
yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see
his swan song. This will be his swan song competition.
Yeah, and I don't even know if they took Alexis Sanchez or not. I'm sure they did.
No, probably. You know, I don't think so.
I don't know. I have to look up the Chile squads, but that's another tournament that I'm really looking forward to because South America has some phenomenal talent. But, you know, some of the biggest names in the world are from there, like Messi, yeah. like Suarez, like James. You know, I'm looking forward to see how Colombia do because they're also, you know, they always give good runs in tournaments. They should have been in the quarterfinals of, yes, of the World Cup if it wasn't for England's penalty heroics, which is unlike England given their history. But yeah, man, it's a lot of summer competition. We'll still be around. We still have a lot to, you know, talk about in the next couple of months. So always tune in. Always listen to us. Always spread the word. Any last words before we hear from our sponsor?
From me and Antonio and I want to thank you guys for being there from the beginning. We did this as a fun activity just to kill some time. We didn't know, even though we're still small, we didn't know it was going to be like this. We didn't know we were going to go this far. We hope to keep it going.
Yep.
We hope to eventually grow. Maybe, who knows, maybe take on Bleacher Report, give them the run for their money.
You never know down the road.
We'd love to bring in more people to help out, whether it's with graphic design for our Instagram page, creating memes. We would love to do that. If you just want to build your resume for your projects, some of your graphic design majors, give us a call.
At Pharaoh's Halftime 10 on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll be your references for your job interviews and you'll have work to show to put on your resume.
We're all ears, we're welcoming all comers.
And we wanna also announce that we'll be covering more leagues. We'll be doing the special project with the Egyptian League mainly.
Get some few valid listeners and followers of the Egyptian Premier League.
Yeah, so we'll be holding out eventually. Keep details on our Instagram page. We'll be having interviews on this. Just for word, we're not making any money off of this, and nor do we intend to.
Yeah.
If we do, we do, but
That'd be lit.
But like, we want to grow as a project and eventually grow, and who knows, if you guys are on board with us, who knows, maybe we could get a piece of the pie. You get a piece of the pie, we'd be like George and Wheezy. Go up in the deluxe apartment in the sky.
You never know. But from us, let's hear a word from our lovely sponsors, Anchor. From everybody here, which is just the two of us, myself, Antonio, you, Anton, the big Zach, we thank you for another...
I think I'm big? Thank you!
We thank you for being a part of our 20th episode. It's a nice milestone for us. We want you to guys continue to listen to us, follow us, spread the word. Even if you just like listening to podcasts in general, I think we're pretty entertaining. We mess around, we fool around, we get down to the business. We do it all, folks.
Look out for the post-Champions League match and Europa League special episode that we'll be posting up in the coming week.
Yep, it's going to be a big pod.
Yeah, from me, Antonio and I, we want to wish you all a happy Memorial Day. Are you doing this week for Memorial Day?
I don't know, man, just kicking back.
Kicking back too, yeah. If you're out getting partying, be safe, be responsible.
And see you on the next episode of Pharaoh's Halftime.
Stay blessed, y'all.
Peace.